You know, I've been in the closet for 6 hours today, and you know, I think I'm really starting to understand what it's like to be a homosexual. Welcome back to Trailer Psychology. Well, it seems that the show's taking an unexpected turn for the worst. It appears that I'm in trouble with the law for writing a couple of bad checks, right? I mean, that's what happens. You try to do good in this world, then they come after you. But unfortunately, you know, my house has been raided and my car has been repossessed. And, you know, you motherfuckers did not Venmo me. And this kind of this whole situation is on you. I don't know what your fucking problem is. I don't really get it. But anyway, the point is that I am recording this from an undisclosed location. And I think I'm safe. I had to walk here. It was a very annoying walk, but I don't think anyone followed me, but I am hyper paranoid right now, which is why we'll be doing this episode from, you know, my own little black site. Feels a little black site. Isn't this exciting, guys? But you know, I have to keep it down because I don't know if the feds are listening to me through, you know, my phone, my AirPods, even my vape is possibly, I don't know what kind of technology these guys have now. I just saw a Snowden documentary, and so I'm just thinking all of that's possible. So you can just think of this as the ASMR episode, right? I might even eat some Jell-O on the show or, you know, do something like maybe I'll eat plastic. I don't know. Depends on what's in the closet here, really. But, you know, regardless of these unfortunate circumstances, a lot of people have been waiting for this episode. A lot of people. The LAPD Financial Crimes Unit. The FBI's federal check fraud department, also big, well, I don't know if they're supporters, but they're definitely listeners. They're big listeners. They're waiting for this show. And both of my ex-wives are really waiting for this show. And one of their fathers, who's really been quite rude to me, really mean guy who seems to think that I did something. So he's also waiting for the show. And Mike Tyson, of all people, I don't know why he's into it. Maybe because he knows what it's like to be falsely accused, right? So I want to make it super clear to you guys that I am allegedly being accused of check fraud, wire fraud, okay, and concealment, whatever that is, which none of that is true. Okay. I'm sorry. I thought I heard something. So anyway, so as you remember last episode, I gave away $3.9 million to a bunch of fantastic organizations that deserved it. But, you know, apparently, you know, allegedly, some of those checks bounced, but that's not on me. That's on you. I told you motherfuckers at the end of the episode to Venmo me, and you couldn't fucking do that, right? It's like, what kind of narcissistic, self-centered people are you? You couldn't give me shit. And so now, you know, this whole case is on you. They're not going to prosecute me. They're coming for each and every one of you guys that didn't Venmo me. But I'm just going to keep hiding because they think it's my fault, which it isn't. Okay? It's your fault. Okay? I'm innocent. All I've tried to do is do good and help other people. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I had a spiritual awakening. I started giving and giving and giving. But, you know, I just didn't really think about the fact that I didn't have any money in my account. It just, I didn't know that that was an issue or something that matters. I just didn't really think that, like, you know, I don't know. I didn't think about not having $3.9 million. I just thought I could just give money away and that would make me happy. And all I'm trying to do is be happy. And none of you want me to be fucking happy. That's what it boils down to. You motherfuckers out there, you don't want me to be happy, right? You want me to just fucking die. Well, I'm not going to fucking die. I'm not dying for you guys, okay? So look, I'm doing everything I can to evade the authorities for these, you know, false charges, all right? But let me tell you what right now, if I end up getting clipped, I'm sending them to you guys, every last one of you. I know who my listeners are, and I definitely know who didn't Venmo me, and I will be sending the feds to your house because this is not my fault. I'm a good person, okay? You're a bad person for not donating to my Venmo so that we could cover these checks to these people. This is on you guys. So I'm telling you, you know, get ready. Get ready. You better start actually hitting that Venmo button right now so I can cover these checks. And if you don't, if I go down, you're going down. Okay. Not me. I'm not going down. I will say, Stan, that you're safe because you did send me $6 and that really went a long way. So thank you, Stan. And the rest of you, guilty. Seriously, though, I'm actually paranoid. I mean, I don't know how long I could live like this. This is so unfortunate that this is how my life has turned out. You know, I've been in the closet for 6 hours today. And, you know, I think I'm really starting to understand what it's like to be a homosexual, particularly, you know, back in the 90s. Because it really is hot in the closet, you know. I can't imagine living my whole life in this closet. And the fact that so many homosexuals have had to do this is really an outrage to me. And I think it's super fucked up that it took us this long to let the homosexuals out of the closet, right? But I definitely know what it's like now to be gay. So don't come at me on some bullshit. Because I spent 6 hours in the closet. I get it. I've been there. I've been there with you guys. I get it. Don't come at me like I'm not down, okay? I'm in a fucking closet. How much gayer could I get, okay? But what we really need to talk about are these fucking Amazon vans everywhere. I just don't think it's feasible for there to be that many Amazon vans. I'm not fucking stupid, okay? The mainstream media can't fool me thinking that Amazon is delivering that many packages, okay? I am convinced, and this is on solid 100% proof of my intuition, that half of those Amazon vans are government, okay? And we're being spied on, okay? We're being spied on. If you see an Amazon van, look at the driver, look him in the eye, make sure that he's delivering packages. All of you should go out there. You should suspect every Amazon delivery person to be federal, okay? And I think even some of those Amazon fans are filled with elites that are, well, allegedly watching me jerk off, okay? And I'm not going to stand for it. And, you know, and also, it's possible that the Amazon vans are related to the Down syndrome agenda, which I spoke of before, because one of those drivers had Down syndrome, okay? Can't fool me. I see you. I see you, okay? Eddie? Yeah, I got you. Got your fucking ass, Eddie. It could be related to that. Could be still related to those Jewish tunnels. I don't know. But we need to start asking more questions about all of these fucking Amazon vans, particularly the ones that are looking for me, okay, that are from my alleged infractions, okay, with some checks. So I actually have representation. I have a lawyer back from my rap career. His name's Steven Finkelstein. He's Jewish, which is comforting because that means he's good at his job. You know, he's an entertainment lawyer, but I'm going to give him a call right now so that we can get more context on, you know, this issue that I'm facing.
Jason Books, I have been trying to call you for 4 days.
Jesus Christ. Okay, yeah?
I've been indicted federally on 17 different charges, including wire fraud, check fraud, and embezzlement. What the fuck is going on?
I was trying... Look, these were really cool organizations. I was trying to do the right thing.
I got a fucking phone call from the little people. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm sorry, you broke up. Say that again.
I have received a phone call from the Little People's Brigade of Iowa. What the fuck are you doing in Iowa?
I wasn't in Iowa. These midgets were really cool.
Little people.
Little
books. You have to call them little people. They're very upset. A small man named Igbo called me. Not fucking happy with you.
Look. My heart is in the right place. I don't understand why these people don't realize.
Where are you right now?
I can't tell you where I am right now.
What the fuck? You can't tell me where you are.
I can't tell you where I am right now because I don't know. There's probably someone listening to this call. I can't tell you that right now. I'm safe, I think. Hello? Are you still there?
Listen, I need you to come in. We need to figure this out. They want to take an interview with you. You have been federally charged. If you keep evading the officers, it just gets worse and worse from here.
Well, I don't feel comfortable coming in.
It's about your comfort, Jason Brooks. You have to come in.
I don't want to come in. What if it's too hot or cold in there? I might be hungry.
Take off your sweater.
They won't let me hit my vape the whole time. It's uncomfortable. I don't like handcuffs, okay?
Look, if I make a deal with them that you can vape in the interview, will you come in and talk to the police, please?
If I can vape and bring a coffee, okay? And I don't know. And I will be allowed to also use my phone the whole time and look at Instagram and not look anyone in the face, then maybe
I will broker a deal with them that you can Instagram and use your fucking Tinder or your Grindr, whatever the fuck.
I also would like an escort to be there to help me stay calm. I think that's only right. That would be fair, I need a woman there, a hot woman, particularly with her hand on my leg.
You are driving me fucking insane.
All right, well, listen, I'm sorry I got involved in this.
Every hour that you let pass on this, the charges are going to get worse. You're making them look stupid. You're making me look fucking stupid. I've been doing this for 25 years.
Okay.
You're fucking embarrassing me.
Listen, okay, I'm sorry. Listen, okay, we're going to work this out, all right? I just need to finish this podcast first because that's what more important.
To help you. Okay, I'm here to help you. I can't help you if you don't let me. I'm going to drop you as my client.
No, don't drop me as your client. I need representation. I can't go in there alone. I'm fucking confused. I'll be confused.
Address, I'll pick you up. We'll go and start making a plan.
Well, I
cannot keep running from this.
I can't tell you my address, particularly right now, because this is on the podcast, which will be...
Are you recording without my fucking consent? That is a crime!
Well, it's interesting, though. I mean, I think the listeners will find this whole...
You're going to go down for 24 years.
24? I mean, that seems dramatic. That's not going
to
happen.
$9 million worth of bad checks to people who are suffering. The Sex Workers Association of Sri Lanka. They are suffering.
They were...
What the fuck did you expect?
I didn't... Well, I mean, I really...
puppeteers who have no money who are fucking asking for you.
Look, I can't... I don't know how many times I have to tell you that this is not my fault. It was because people didn't Venmo me, okay?
Jason, I'm receiving a call. I'll call you back.
Why don't you start collecting... Listen. Bye, listen. Hello? Fuck. You know what he really needs to do is fucking collect all the names and numbers from people who didn't Venmo me, okay? And we need to bring them in because it's really their fault, not mine, okay? Hello? Oh, Jesus Christ. It's got quiet in here. I mean, it's kind of starting to look like I might not be able to run forever and... due time. And to be honest, I really don't want to do any time. First of all, you can't vape in there. The food's bad. I don't know what I'll be doing in there. I mean, the only thing is I will be able to get to meditate a lot and read. I could read. I'll read and work out. I'll probably look fucking amazing. That would be about the only thing. And ultimately, I mean, I'll make friends with murderers somehow. I don't know. I've always have. I guess because I just they realize that I accept them as they are. And, I did watch Shot Caller 38 times. And so I kind of get, what I got to do when I'm in there. For those who don't know, Shot Caller is about a normal white guy who kills somebody accidentally drunk driving gets put in prison and then joins the Aryan Brotherhood. Okay. But like, I don't really want to join the Aryan Brotherhood. I do like the outfits. I like the vibe. I really love the vibe, but I don't like the racist part of the Aryan Brotherhood. I don't know if there's like maybe a different Aryan Brotherhood that's like inclusive, because I would be down to be part of like an inclusive Aryan Brotherhood where we still like wear the cool, you know, outfits and act that certain way. But, you know, I might have to try to convince the Mexicans and I'm one of them, which I might be able to do if I get some references, you know. And I mean, honestly, the black people are my favorite motherfuckers in there, but I don't know if they're going to be like, fuck this Peckerwood, blah, blah, blah. Or like, maybe I have to rap. I think if a motherfucker, I think if black dudes is up in there and they catch my vibe, to be like, actually, yo, we Brooks would be in our gang, which would be ideal for me because that's how I grew up. You know, I don't want to be in that, just around a bunch of white people anyway. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what jail's like now, but I hope they like, you know. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, my God. I don't. All right. We're going to have to end this episode now. There seems to be somebody that figured out where I was. So we're going to wrap this up, and I don't know what happens next. Hello?
Come out with your hands up now.
Jesus fucking Christ. My hands up. I think that's dramatic.
Send the dogs in. You have 10 seconds.
10 seconds? Look.
FBI, open the door.
Look. No one's here. Nobody's here. Nobody's here, okay? They'll go away, right? They're like ex-girlfriends.
FBI, open the door.
But guess not.